Hello, I'm Arnold Lobel, and I wrote the stories and drew the pictures for the book we're going to read today. It's called Frog and Toad All Year. Five stories about two very special friends enjoying each of the seasons. As we read together, we'll see how Toad survives his first downhill ride on Frog's sled, and how Frog discovers spring just around the corner. I'll read aloud, and you follow along in your copy of the book. We'll start on page 4, next to the picture of Frog bundled up in his winter clothes. He's getting ready to knock on Toad's door. Are you ready? Then let's begin. Down the hill. Frog knocked at Toad's door. Toad, wake up, he cried. Come out and see how wonderful the winter is.
I will not, said Toad. I am in my warm bed.
Winter is beautiful, said Frog. Come out and have fun.
Blah, said Toad. I do not have any winter clothes.
Frog came into the house. I have brought you some things to wear, he said. Frog pushed a coat down over the top of Toad. Frog pulled snow pants up over the bottom of Toad. He put a hat and scarf on Toad's head.
Help! Cried Toad. My best friend is trying to kill me.
I am only getting you ready for winter, said Frog. Frog and Toad went outside. They tramped through the snow. We will ride down this big hill on my sled, said Frog.
Not me, said Toad.
Do not be afraid, said Frog. I will be with you on the sled. It will be a fine, fast ride. Toad, you sit in front. I will sit right behind you. The sled began to move down the hill. Here we go, said Frog. There was a bump. Frog fell off the sled. Toad rushed past trees and rocks.
Frog, I am glad that you are here, said Toad.
Toad leaped over a snowbank.
I could not steer the sled without you, Frog, he said.
You are right. Winter is fun. A crow flew nearby.
Hello, Crow, shouted Toad. Look at Frog and me. We can ride a sled better than anybody in the world.
But Toad, said the Crow, you are alone on the sled. Toad looked around. He saw that Frog was not there.
I am all alone, screamed Toad.
Bang! The sled hit a tree.
Thud!
The sled hit a rock.
Plop!
The sled dived into the snow. Frog came running down the hill. He pulled Toad out of the snow.
I saw everything, said Frog. You did very well by yourself.
I did not, said Toad. But there is one thing that I can do all by myself.
What is that?
Asked Frog.
I can go home, said Toad. Winter may be beautiful, but bed is much better.
The corner.
Frog and Toad were caught in the rain. They ran to Frog's house.
I am all wet, said Toad. The day is spoiled.
Have some tea and cake, said Frog. The rain will stop. If you stand near the stove, your clothes will soon be dry.
I will tell you a story while we are waiting, said Frog.
Oh, good, said Toad.
When I was small, not much bigger than a pollywog, said Frog, my father said to me, Son, this is a cold, gray day, but spring is just around the corner. I wanted spring to come. I went out to find that corner. I walked down a path in the woods until I came to a corner. I went around the corner to see if spring was on the other side.
And was it?
Asked Toad. No, said Frog. There was only a pine tree, three pebbles, and some dry grass. I walked in the meadow. Soon I came to another corner. I went around the corner to see if spring was there.
Did you find it?
Asked Toad. No, said Frog. There was only an old worm asleep on a tree stump. I walked along the river until I came to another corner. I went around the corner to look for spring.
Was it there?
Asked Toad. No, said Frog. There was only some wet mud and a lizard who was chasing his tail.
You must have been tired, said Toad.
I was tired, said Frog. And it started to rain. I went back home. When I got there, said Frog, I found another corner. It was the corner of my house.
Did you go around it?
Asked Toad.
I went around that corner too, said Frog. What did you see? Asked Toad.
I saw the sun coming out, said Frog. I saw birds sitting and singing in a tree. I saw my mother and father working in their garden. I saw flowers in the garden.
You found it, cried Toad.
Yes, said Frog. I was very happy. I had found the corner that spring was just around.
Look, Frog, said Toad. You were right. The rain has stopped.
Frog and Toad hurried outside. They ran around the corner of Frog's house to make sure that spring had come again.